So we're talking about brands that, even though they're beloved, are having trouble in economic hard times.
Hi, this is Mike from Massachusetts, and I'm surprised that that chia pet is recession-proof.
There's a new pet.
Chia.
Chia pet, the pottery that grows. It's fun and easy. Soak your chia.
That'll save us. Chia pets as an economic solution. That's amazing. Yeah. Sprouts or something. What brands do you miss? What brands are recession-proof? What brands do you want brought back which vanished for whatever reason? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And, John, do you remember any of these?
Welcome to Virginia City. Though I guess we should call it Chevrolet City.
Have a shape you can't forget. Tab can help. It's sugar-free. How does it taste? Here's a clue.
New Tang breakfast beverage crystals, now improved with a fresher orange taste.
Supplies are limited, so hurry over and save.
Thank you for shopping, Woolworth. It's the fun place to shop.
Woolworths.
Well, yeah, you know what? It may not have always been fun, but the U.S.-based Woolworths always had a zillion things, precursor to a zillion stores now that have a zillion things, broad aisles, bright lights, even heard a Muzak version of Prince. I thought
In Woolworths?
In Woolworths.
Wow. With those wooden floors. I remember those wooden floors.
They were trying hard. But there's also a UK brand, Woolworths. In November, the UK Woolworths chain went under. 800 of its stores closed across the UK. And they were kind of a staple of main streets across Britain. I remember being in Scotland and buying a rain hat, since it did rain quite often there. Humans get a lot attached to a lot of things, including stores, and we don't want to do another, oh dear, recession victim story. In the town of Dorchester, a store called Wellworths, catch the slight name difference, has just opened, and it aims to woo back the Woolworths shoppers, and it's also bringing back the same staff. We've got Claire Robertson. She runs Wellworths Dorchester, the only one in the possible chain for now. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
So what was it about Woolworths that made you want to bring it back, and you yourself work there and bring back some of your colleagues?
It was mainly because I'd actually worked in this store for 5 years, and I knew that it was one of the only general retailers on this high street. And when Woolworths closed down, you know, I just felt there was a real market for that sort of general style store, and to bring back possibly something slightly different. You were saying about, you know, the wide aisles and good lighting, and that's something I think I've brought back into the store that I ran previously.
So where did the name for your new venture come from? How did you decide on it?
It was really a case of sitting down trying to think of a different name, and we just couldn't come up with something that we all liked, and that was, we wanted something that was catchy, and somebody mentioned Wellworths, and we just all straight away were like, yeah, we like that as a name.
It works, so. It works. You're on the corner of what and what, Claire?
Sorry?
Well, you're on the corner of High Street and what?
We're actually in the centre of our high street, so we are literally right bang in the middle of the high street in Dorchester.
You know, I'm actually going to bring in someone else. We've got Elizabeth Taylorman or Tallerman?
Tallerman.
Tallerman, managing partner at the branding firm Nucleus. And I want you to put this into a little bit of perspective. You're an expert on branding. And from a branding perspective, what is it that Claire Robertson is doing? And is she going about it the right way?
Claire's doing an awful lot, some that's branding, but some that has to do with sort of our civic responsibility. But in terms of branding, we actually create brands to develop affinities with consumers. And when we're really successful, the brand becomes owned not only by the company, but by consumers themselves. And in this case, this brand, Woolworths, which is now Wellsworth, has become a member of the community. The community cares for it and needs it, and accepts it as if it's their own and not just an external entity.
Is it possible to, I don't want to say roll back the clock because this is a new venture, but is it a form of non-acceptance of business reality to do something like this? I mean, do you think... you know, and of course, Claire's listening. Do you think that Claire's business could run into trouble if, you know, whatever tanked Woolworth tanks her brand? Or do you think that it's different to have something that's very much run by employees who are dedicated to it?
I think that there are a few factors here. Having something run by employees means you're starting at the beginning of the value chain. When employees want something or dedicated to it and are happy, we see fundamental differences in the financials of those companies. Let's take a look at Saturn. Saturn was a very different kind of car company that GM brought along, and going into a Saturn dealership felt different, and it was different. It was quite disruptive. People who decided to buy Saturns weren't car owners. They were Saturn drivers. So you might be out there and you own a PT Cruiser, but you became a Saturn driver. And a lot of that had to do with the community itself. It's interesting that GM announced in February that they'd be shutting the Saturn brand down. And 200 Saturn dealers said, we don't want that to happen, and started going out and looking for a new manufacturer. They want to own the brand, they want to buy it back, and they want to continue to deliver into their communities.
Claire, just before we go, what are your challenges going forward? Does everybody know that you're the owner and that it's now not part of some big, chain?
Yeah, no, they do. I mean, I've made it quite clear from the start that what I have done is for the locals of Dorchester. What comes next, I want to make sure that this store works and that we, become successful. But at the moment, that is within this one store. So I just wanted to do something for the Dorchester people. What comes, if anything else progresses from there, I'm not sure what that is yet. My time at the moment is just spent on this one store. So.
All right. Well, we are excited to hear how you do, and I'm sure all the folks are happy to be back on the job. That was Claire Robertson of the new Wellworths Dorchester, the only one for now, and also Elizabeth Taylorman, managing partner at the branding firm Nucleus. Thank you both.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.